City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to City Current. I'm Mary Van Sickle, and it's Wednesday, May 16th. We're here in the studios at Dakota Media Access. Jim Neubauer is here because it's a Mandan City Current episode.
I would say good morning, Mary, but we are doing this in the afternoon for a change.
And we have a guest, Ellen Huber, the Business Development Director for the City of Mandan.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
I'm glad you're here, and you guys have had a busy day so far.
It's been an exciting day.
Yes, very much so.
So you started out the morning with Governor Burgum and his team visiting the city and had a lot to do, a busy morning already.
Yep, I think the governor, as part of his Main Street initiatives, wants to get out in the communities in North Dakota. I'm not sure what number we are, but we're awful glad to host him and his cabinet this morning. And a lot of local residents were in attendance to, you know, kind of a listening session for the governor. And he can talk about his initiatives, and the people in town can tell them what they have going on in their own businesses.
Yeah, so, and this was about, his focus was to talk mostly about the Main Street initiative, his program that's been developed in the last year, right, and how it meshes with the city of Mandan, right, and some of the efforts that you guys are doing.
And so, you know, the focus is on downtowns, but it also is about community-wide because it's about healthy, vibrant communities, smart infrastructure, and 21st century workforce, and how to make that happen in communities. And so workforce was probably the theme of the day, how we develop our own and keep our young folks here, but then also how we attract people from outside of our state to come to our area and take jobs to keep our businesses growing. So we had a cross-section of the largest employers in our community, as well as small business and Main Street businesses too, all providing input, but that was probably the resounding theme.
Nice, and your city staff was there as well?
Right, we had several of our internal folks, from our project engineer to our planner to, like I said, public works folks were there. And like I said, we would also want to shout out to all of our local legislators in Mandan and Morton County and District 34 and I think 31, my bad, that were in attendance along with the governor's staff and his cabinet members. Didn't realize that so many of them live in Mandan, so that was very encouraging when they would say, well, here I am. And I know that Terry Stondewan's been a Mandan resident for 35 years, yeah, I think. But just to have that local connection with our community and know that, hey, they're taking the time to come in and
hear what you guys are doing.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of parallels between what you guys are already doing in Mandan and the Main Street Initiative. Yeah. So that must have been very encouraging to hear some of that.
It really was. And one of the things is really about making use of your existing infrastructure. And so, you know, they said we've got great bones as a community on our Main Street. And so one of the things we talked about specifically is that we've applied for an urban grant that's been rolled out as part of the Main Street Initiative through the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. And that's about that segment of Main Street from Collins Avenue to 6th Avenue to bring that to three lanes, add parking on the south side, more convenient parking, and then that will in turn help to reduce speeds and make the area more pedestrian friendly. And so as we stood there on the street with Governor Burgum and earlier this week with our tour participants in our downtown tour, The speeds and the amount of noise that results from that, I think, was astounding to folks. And until you experience it firsthand, sometimes, you know, you don't realize that how much speed generates noise. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to enjoy walking about, dining, shopping, enjoying the history and the culture of the area, that's going to be critical to continuing to help that area flourish.
Absolutely. And that kind of leads to our agenda last night. That's why we're here.
Right.
To talk about the city commission meeting and the activity that was taken last night. And it does relate to what you're talking about, too. Another Department of Transportation project that's coming up with the state of North Dakota that Mandan's participating in. And that's the pop-up project.
Right. Timing was a little coincidental last night that things seemed to work out really well. But Tuesday night, our new principal planner John Van Dyke presented ideas for what they call pop-up projects that are a way to test out a traffic feature or a road feature without spending millions of dollars on something. You may spend a couple $1,000s on something to see, all right, is this going to work? Do people like it? Do people not like it? So it's a matter
kind of a temporary thing,
yep,
to put it up in a temporary manner.
Yeah, and it's also meant
low cost.
North Dakota Moves is the theme for it. And so the health department's even behind it about how to make the areas more walkable and pedestrian friendly too. So that's the projects that they discussed have that bend.
Which again is right in line with what you guys are already working on in Mandan. And
these also stem from our local downtown sub area study, as it all leads into
it's
that.
It's all tying together.
Our timing was pretty significantly good. I'll say that in the last couple studies we've done, because they've fed right into the urban grant program applications. They fed into the proper project application. And like I said, Ellen said, these are temporary in nature. They're probably 4 to 5 weeks. The commission last night approved doing a kind of a mini roundabout in two locations on First Street and then some bulb out projects on Main Street. Mm-hmm. And again, temporary in nature. When they're done, they're done. And then we'll figure out how to evaluate their effectiveness. And I think what we have up on the screen is an example of a bulb out, which we also have some of those.
Curb extension is another term for it. And some call them bump outs even, I think. Yeah. So all kinds of names for these.
Yeah. So, art, a lot of art.
One of those examples is paint. Paint on the street that, again, it is temporary in nature and may need some touch up if you have a good rainstorm. Yeah. We have a picture of a roundabout now that we're looking at two of them on First Street. Again, you're looking at straw wattles, you're looking at some delineator cones, maybe putting a tree in the middle of it. Again, it is a very low cost, temporary in nature project to see how will the traffic work around this.
Mm-hmm. And you call it a mini roundabout because it's right in a more of an urban setting, whereas roundabouts are pretty common out in the outer areas so.
What they find is that we have a four-way stop sign at one of these intersections. Mm-hmm. And when your road is built wide and it's built to travel, quickly from direct point A to point B, putting a four-way stop sign isn't the most effective way to control your traffic.
Yeah.
And therefore,
keeps
this
traffic
would be one
moving.
Of those.
This keeps it moving, and yet they can be very pedestrian-friendly, too. So again, it'll give people a chance to experience it firsthand, both as a motorist and as a pedestrian, and see what they really think of it in reality before any dollars are... any serious dollars are committed to something like this.
Yeah. And the whole idea is, because it's temporary, is you want to get feedback then from the community. You'll have a way for people to comment on this during
We'll be
after.
Working on that, but most likely, some of the ideas today will probably be a combination of social media and probably an online survey as well. And then probably some real-time interactions where folks might be out there actually asking people in real time after they've crossed the street or, that type of thing to comment on it as well.
I have a map up on my screen, if we could pop it up, just to kind of go over again where those locations are right now. This map, this Google map that's up there has the old colored concrete in the same intersections where these mini roundabouts are actually proposed.
Colored concrete was used back when that First Street was reconstructed, as that was a pedestrian safety zone. Over the last 20 years that colored concrete has faded.
Yeah.
And there's not much left of the image we're looking at on Google Earth right now shows it pretty well. There used to be flower pots out there that would help delineate your pedestrian safety zone. We took those down as we didn't think that was a real successful project. Back when First Street was redone, the idea was to those flower pots would be taken off so that in the wintertime you didn't have to go around them, and you could really move snow much more quickly. And today, the attitudes have changed. We want to give people more opportunities to walk, and therefore the roundabouts we're looking at are in front of Mandan Title Company at that four-way stop intersection, and also to the east of Wells Fargo Bank.
Yeah, by Eye Care Professionals.
Eye Care Professionals and east of City Hall. So those are the two locations.
And then the curb bump outs would be directly south of both of the roundabouts on these intersections as well, right on Main Street.
I think on third and fourth on Main Street. So it'll be on the south side, on the north side of Main Street is where those will be
and
put up.
And the bump outs would extend east and west, again, to make a safer crossing for pedestrians.
Yeah, the idea is that you give them a little less street to cross in which a car could be in that lane, and so it makes it a little safer for a pedestrian. And then kind of the fun thing at the same time is it can give a place for some aesthetic improvements. So whether it's trying some temporary shrubs or trees or perennial flowers or other aesthetics.
I think the timeline, I saw a graphic on the timeline. I think you have one with you as well. Oh, and we have one on the screen.
There we go.
Very convenient. Looking like the second week of July, this could possibly be implemented.
Right, Mary. We wanted to put these projects in, maybe not necessarily around July 4th, but to do maybe a smaller test pilot again. So this will be done in July, first part of August, when Grill Fest, and we have Main Street closed down for Grill Fest activities, and people will be forced up to use First Street, and they'll be using those. So again, we didn't want to put it in a time period where nothing's going on downtown in the summertime. That's pretty hard to find in downtown Mandan.
That's right.
But this will give folks a chance to, more folks a chance to evaluate, and that's when we'll be hopefully collecting some data on do you like, not like, or, you know, it's going to be change. So we know there's going to be public feedback and there's going to be comments.
Can be painful for people.
Right. Figure out how to gather those comments and do meaningful evaluation on their effectiveness.
The other part of the timing is there's a consultant that the North Dakota Department of Transportation hired for communities that wanted the opportunity to take a look at participating in this. And so this was the time period of availability for that consultant to help with the technical implementation of it, to make sure that it meets the appropriate standards for turning radiuses and such, that it functions from a traffic engineering standpoint. Yeah. So that's when the consultant will be available to help with implementation.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on that and watch it. We'll be talking again.
We'll be talking again about it
as it comes together.
It'll be interesting to watch and see how this works.
It will. Also on last night's meeting agenda was a growth fund recommendation that you brought forward. That's your kind of your in your wheelhouse, working with the growth fund committee. And this has to do with a new business expanding to the city of Mandan.
That's right. We were real pleased to receive an inquiry from Guitar Lot. A young entrepreneur by the name of Chris McQuarrie has been in business since 2015 with a small store in South Bismarck, and he's looking for the opportunity to expand. He specializes in guitar sales, guitar lessons, repairing guitars, restringing, sells all kinds of, you know, whether it's microphones or cords or amplifiers that are needed by live bands and musicians, and then CDs and albums. But it became apparent to him when his daughter came home from school and needed a recorder, and he had a recorder, and she took it to school and was told that she needed to purchase it from another business within the metro area. And he felt that there should be no reason that there couldn't be more than one business servicing the musical needs of public school and private school systems. And so he's really looking to get into other instruments as well, and to be of service to students and to school systems as young people try to experiment with trying this or that instrument. And so that's part of the expansion then that he's looking forward to. So he's about 800 square feet right now, and he'll be a little over 1,200 square feet in this space.
And what location, Ellen?
It's at the corner of Collins and Main. So it's Suite 103 in the Collins Place building.
Okay.
And so most recently had been the home to Lone Bear Ware. And the owner of that store has decided to take that business completely online. And so it made this space available. And so I think it'll be, you know, niche retail is really what works well in downtowns, because people will seek out those kinds of of businesses. And so I think musicians, when they go into an area, live performers, they seek out, you know, they kind of, I mean, I geek out on horse and rodeo stuff. Musicians, you know, equally seek out those kinds of businesses.
Guitar shops.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. What's the timeline? What do you think?
He's looking to be open by August 1st.
Okay.
And so also just to note the way that our retail stipend program works, it's really to fill gaps that we have in our community's retail profile. And so we didn't have a single music store in the community and haven't for, you know, probably close to two decades.
It's a nice addition for downtown.
Right.
Yeah. So the recent retail and the action that the commission took last night was to approve this incentive for Guitar Lot, which is a annual, or it's a monthly payment throughout
for
the first 12 months
of operation. So he has to be open and be in operation 1 month before he starts receiving payments. And he was approved at a rate of $3.75 per square foot. So it amounts to about $4,500 over the course of the first year, or right around $375 per month of assistance.
And that's a special program for the city of Mandan.
It is unique to our needs, because we are in general still really low on retail for a community the size of Mandan. And there are certain areas in which we are leaking our entire demand to other areas. And so in an effort to plug a hole in that dam, if you will, this stipend program specifically targets
some great gaps in your retail.
Like if there's anybody out there that wants to bring a hardware store to Mandan, we'd love to have them take a look at this program, too.
You're looking for that.
Right.
Well, another item on your agenda last night, which took a large amount of the time for the meeting, was the rail yard project. And that we've talked about it a number of times over the past year. And it's gone through some changes and evolved. You've brought in lots of great pictures for us to watch as this thing has been evolving and moving forward. And it had another update last night.
Right. And the update for the city commission was based on, you know, the library board last week on, I believe, May 9th, voted unanimously to let's be part of this project. And we had gone through several iterations of it, like you indicated. But last night was an update for the board to say, okay, we've got the old Central Market building, which would be split now kind of half into an event hall space and half into the library space. The library board had hired an architect to design and get the flow of the library part of this project. They were comfortable with that. And so, like I said, their board voted last week to move to be part of the project.
It's another piece that fell into place, a critical piece, actually. We do have a graphic on the screen right now that demonstrates the status of the project as proposed right now.
Correct.
Again, it could change many times as it moves forward. And this was shown at the meeting last night, and I think it's a good piece to start with here in our discussion about the main pieces. And the main pieces really haven't changed too much.
That puzzle board, if you look at it, includes the old Thrifty White Drug, which was a former Bill Super Value, and Central Market, and which was former Bill Silver Value, the old Freight House, or former Freight House, which is now the Morton Manon Public Library, along with the Rice Bowl. If you're watching at home, if you see item two up there, which would be in the southeast corner of the former Central Market lot, we're looking at a mixed-use property, which would consist of, when we talk about mixed-use, we're meaning main floor would be commercial or retail, maybe even to the second floor. Your third or fourth floor would be living quarters, whether it be apartments or condominiums or what. And this proposal would have some underground parking with that. And we've got developers who would be interested in constructing and buying that piece of property from the city if the concept of the event hall, library, rail yard district moves forward.
So this, and the focus is as we move forward, and here's another graphic that shows that the main building, which is the event center building, the old
Miracle Mart, I believe.
It's been all of
Bill's,
those.
Miracle Mart and Central Market.
Big giant grocery store building.
Yep.
And what it shows here too is the space on the east side is the library, where the library would potentially relocate.
Right. The east side would be the library. For those of you who can't see the graphic on your screen at home, includes a middle part where we've tried to be as efficient with public restrooms and things like that as possible so that we don't have to build a set of restrooms for library instead of restrooms for the event hall. Like I said, the west side would be the event hall space with a catering kitchen, storage. If you had
kind of a
492 people sitting at round tables.
Right.
You've got a pre-function area. You've also got a couple of breakout spaces. Could be two different conference rooms or one larger conference room. The library side also includes an area for the bookmobile. So if you look at the Central Market building head on, you will see a bay on the east side and a bay on the west side. The bay on the east side, we would look to locate the bookmobile. I hesitated on that last night when I was presenting to the commission because the name of that left me. And it did today. I'll have to ingrain that in my brain here pretty soon. But right now the bookmobile is stored up the Morton County Library, Morton County Shop. And we'd like to bring that down into the library so they can load and unload books in the comfort of an enclosed space.
Makes sense. And one of the potential goals in this move would be, in this building then, is by vacating the Freight House. That Freight House building could potentially be sold to a private developer.
Yep.
That's right. It's a contributing building to our historic district. And so, as is the case with the former junior high being rehabbed for affordable family housing right now, they're taking advantage of federal historic tax credits that are available through the National Park Service. Mm-hmm. That's something that could be enticing to a private sector developer for that historic railroad Freight House building, but not something that the public sector, that the city can take advantage of in renovating that building.
Yeah. Looking at other pictures that are proposed as well as there was a video that will float in at some point here too that was really well done, shows the building. It's a beautiful structure, but you know, really bottom line last night, it was a lengthy discussion. There was a lot of really good input. I think it's very valuable, and it seemed the bottom line was that we need to, or the city needs to talk more about this and provide an opportunity for more public input, which you've already identified as the next Mandan Commission right. meeting on June 5th.
Correct.
This will be presented again. And an opportunity for people to come forward, and that makes a lot of sense. Just give it another round. It's not going to damage the project. Just more voices, yep. more opportunities.
I think part of, you know, for those of you who are looking at home, a lot of people look at the library and go, or look at the Central Market building, and go, wow, that is just all brick walls. There's no windows. Our plan would be to cut several windows into that structure, so you yeah. would not recognize
it. Open it up on all sides, really. Yeah.
Even the north side, which is really mm-hmm. one big blank brick wall.
Yeah.
Can you open up the north side and add a lot of character? The mixed-use building that would be...
That's on the screen yep. right now.
The city would issue a request for proposals on buying that property.
And that would be a private development. That
Absolutely.
The city's not proposing to get involved in that. This is the building. This is the main
Correct.
Structure that the city is... would have ownership and management of.
And the thought process for funding of this is that there's a restaurant and lodging tax that's generated, and that funding is for capital improvements that attract visitors to a community. And so right now that fund generates about $450,000
Correct.
Annually, and so that could be the potential source of funding mm-hmm. if the project is one that attracts visitors. So as we take that public input, we're going to have to be, you know, cognizant and city officials making the decisions as to what works with what funding source, yeah. because it's not necessarily that funding source could be used for all uses. It would have to be consistent with visitor attraction.
And I think the critical point that needs to be people need to be reminded of is the actual location of this, the proximity of this property to Degshorn Park and Main Street and downtown businesses.
The idea is
critical,
right?
To
it's
this
to
whole.
Generate a, yeah. really a destination that can be an entertainment district and a hub of unique shopping and dining and experiential, you know, types of
yeah.
Assets to the community. And so, yeah, really looking for something that re-anchors that west end of Main Street. There's no better anchor probably than a grocery store. And as much as we'd love to, mm-hmm. you know, to have that, we've just had to look at other alternatives. And so, you know, as we ask for people to provide that public input, we just encourage them to keep in mind if it can be economically viable as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. And that was a pretty big hit to downtown at the loss right. of that. And it was the early 2000s?
No. December 2013.
2013.
Not that we don't have that ingrained in our
right.
memory.
Yeah.
I think one
yeah,
of the points,
that was a bad day. Because and again, all those businesses that hover around that, yeah. they depend on that anchor to
and
draw.
These properties
traffic.
Were on the real estate market then for all of 14, 15, and 16. The city didn't look at acquiring these properties until June of 17. So
sure.
there was a lot of test of the market out there, if you will, on the face value of those properties. And so
I bet you know that building really well, Ellen.
Not as well as Mayor Helbling. He's really been there a lot and imagining different uses
yeah.
and he's
But
very
you've been trying
spatial.
To market this for a long time. The
right.
city
right.
has and,
yep.
and under your direction and the mayor's support. You've been trying a long time to get that building occupied. And
yeah, grocery isn't as easy as we would wish that it would be. They have to have a distribution route, and it has to make sense so they don't leapfrog past other areas that they're in. So there are, you know, some of the grocers that yeah. people have suggested where they're not even in the state of North Dakota yet, you know, much less within 200 miles of Mandan. It has to make sense for them demographically. And so there are a couple that do have supply and distribution systems within our area, and we've certainly been, you know,
hounding them
and,
yes.
and trying to every extent possible. And if somebody still wants to come forward, you know, until this thing isn't so far along, that if there were somebody yeah. that wanted to put a good retail use in that building, that we can't still take that into consideration, absolutely would.
Well, June 5th. Is the next Mandan City Commission meeting, and that's
Correct.
An opportunity. Again, this will be presented, and that will be an opportunity for the public to make comments. They also have a website, mandanrailyard.com.
Right, and we'll be looking to get links on the City of Mandan website and Facebook pages as well, and really trying to alert folks to that opportunity for the public input.
All right, well, stay tuned. The pieces are falling into place, but nothing is decided at this point.
And last night was simply, like we said, the Morton Mandan Public Library Board voted to be part of the project, then it kicked into gear.
Right.
Okay, now we have a project we can present. It's conceptual. Up until this time, there were so many questions still out there, and there are still a lot of questions regarding the project. But once we had the two players, you know, whether it's event hall and library, all right, now let's figure, take some more public input, and let's figure out where to move from here.
And we'll be watching. So we're going to talk about real quick. We just already got the signal that we've run out of time, but I want to talk a little bit about communications because that's an area that you work in too, Ellen, is city communications. And there were a few comments last night that people didn't know about the project, even though we talk about it all the time.
Yes.
I don't know why they don't know. But you do have a couple pieces on your website, or you have a very active website, and you have ways to push out information to people.
Absolutely. So we issued an annual business and community development report last year that reported on this project. We have a monthly newsletter called the Mandan Messenger.
Yes.
And it goes out with our water bill mailing. But if you don't receive a water bill or don't like to look at a water bill, it's available online.
Yeah.
Usually even before the first of the month, we put a notice out. We have a bulk email sign-up system so people can sign up for news and announcements and receive an email update. They can also follow the City of Mandan Facebook page, and they'll also find a lot of information about community happenings on the Made in Mandan Facebook pages. We're taking a look at adding Twitter and or Instagram to the toolbox, too, pending staff, workloads and responsibilities. And then we really just try to do a lot of public outreach through whether it's informational sessions or workshops or hands-on activities. So the tour that we held on Monday night called Downtown on Tap Tour and Social.
You had like 100 people there?
100 people. We broke them up into five groups of 20 each and walked an eight-block area of downtown and talked about what was going on in different areas from business developments to transportation projects. We stood right on the corner of the Central Market property and talked about it and asked for their thoughts and ideas. So, and we also are always willing to speak at service group meetings, for example. So we've spoke about projects at the Mandan Progress Organization, the Kiwanis. I mean, pick your favorite. If anybody wants to give us a call at City Hall, we'll certainly try to find a speaker for them on whatever topic is of interest to them.
Absolutely. And I would recommend if you are looking for information or you want periodic information, sign up for the news blast. It'll tell you when the messenger is ready and you can click on the link and read it there too.
Right.
So there's lots of ways to be involved. I know it's a big challenge. We hear that quite a bit we watch a lot of meetings and hear that. I didn't know anything about it, but short of you knocking on everyone's doors or giving everybody a call, it's a tough job
and
we're constantly looking for ways to communicate.
All media too. So we do, much as we can push out news releases that help to alert, not only Dakota Media Access, but others about what's going on and the opportunities to report about it too.
Absolutely. Well, we got the 1 minute warning real quick, but I did want to just mention really quickly, there's a big event going on in Mandan this weekend. Again, we're recording this on May 16th. It's a Wednesday, but Saturday is Touch a Truck downtown. Third annual?
I think the third annual Touch a Truck event, and they're doing a little something different. They're going to have an hour of quiet time where there are no horns honking, so that might help some of the downtown folks that are living there. But great event.
And for any kids that are sound sensitive.
Yep. Great event, and Mandan Progress Organization.
11 to 3 in downtown Mandan, a Touch a Truck,
everything
lots of big
from,
trucks.
Yeah, cranes to fire trucks.
Sounds exciting.
Representative
Cement
Porter
truck.
Said he'd have an ambulance there. There will be, I think, some farm implements. They're, I think, working with the general contractors and another group. There's some kind of a truck rodeo and some other interactive activities.
Yep.
It sounds like a great time.
Yeah,
cement
I'm sure
truck
it will be.
Driving testing or something like that going on. So that'll be interesting.
Interesting. Very, very fun event in downtown Mandan. Well, we're out of time. So thank you, Ellen, for coming today.
Thank you for
it's
having me.
Interesting. Lots of great projects going on in Mandan.
Thanks,
Jim. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.